Matthew Stuckey here, and I wanted to give you another soul-winning tip. And in this video, I wanted to talk to you about the importance of praying for boldness as you're going out to preach the gospel. Now, there's many aspects of prayer, and in a later video, I'll talk about certain things to pray for in terms of the work being done and the soul-winning being done. But I really want to gear this toward people that are beginner soul-winners, that maybe you're nervous to switch from being a silent partner to a speaker, and you've been out soul winning as a silent partner, and maybe even you're kind of starting conversations and stuff like that, and you say, well, how do I go from, you know, this level to the next level where I can overcome my fears? And honestly, you know, it might seem like a cliche, but prayer is really the big answer. And Paul the Apostle spoke about this. He said in Ephesians 6, verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I'm in which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. So Paul the Apostle, he prayed, he asked for people to pray for him that he could open his mouth boldly and that he could speak as he ought to speak, because we as God's people should be soul winners. We should not be afraid or ashamed to preach the gospel. We should have boldness and be excited and be encouraged in the Lord to go out and win souls to the Lord, both at set soul winning times and in our personal lives. But Paul the Apostle, as great of a soul winner as he was, he still asked people to pray for him that he might be bold. And if you're a beginner soul winner, you need to realize that God wants you out there preaching the gospel. God wants you to be doing the work. And one thing that you can do is just pray to God that he will give you that boldness. Now, of course, if you're at a good church, you know, hopefully there's going to be people that are serving God that are praying that everyone at the church will have boldness, and we'll talk about that in a later tip. But you individually, if you are a new soul winner, one thing you can do is just ask God to give you boldness to overcome your fears. And being filled with the Holy Spirit will give you confidence and boldness to do things that you would not normally do in your flesh. So you might be a very shy person. You might be very introverted. Maybe you never looked at yourself as someone who could just boldly preach the gospel and win many to the Lord. But quite honestly, you know, if you get filled with the Spirit and you pray to God for boldness, he can give you the ability that you might not have naturally in your flesh. And quite honestly, many of the best soul winners are people that are naturally shy people. But if they really want to serve God and love God, and if you're listening to this and you're trying to become a beginner soul winner and you're trying to overcome those fears, God wants you to be out there preaching the gospel, and he can give you boldness. So I encourage you to just pray and ask God that he will give you boldness. And, you know, honestly, I could give you a million examples of this. This is throughout the Bible that you see great characters in the Bible that when they get afraid, they pray for boldness. They pray for help in their situations. You can look throughout the entire Bible. You can look at Hezekiah with the Assyrian Empire, just character after character. Prayer is a big part of our lives, and prayer should be part of our time soul winning anyway. We should always be praying that God will bless us. But if you're trying to overcome your fears, pray and ask God for boldness. Paul the Apostle asked people to pray for him, because even the mightiest soul winner outside of the Lord Jesus Christ, perhaps, was still kind of hesitant sometimes, and he knew that sometimes he was a little bit shy, and he asked for people to pray for him so that he could have boldness. So anyways, just pray and ask God for boldness, and that can definitely help you out, be more encouraged and excited and bold to preach the gospel. Thank you, and God bless.